Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life that you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good on paper, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. I'm so happy you are here. We seem to be getting a lot more new listeners on the podcast, which is very exciting. I checked my stats today to see how the podcast is doing, and I was pleasantly blown away. So if you haven't already, come and say hi. I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushpu.kway. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. Welcome back. So grateful you choose to spend this time with me. And if you haven't already, I'd be so grateful if you could take a few minutes to go to whatever podcast platform you listen to my episodes on and leave a review. It really, really helps with the algorithm and making sure that more people who could benefit from the content get access to it. And once you've done so, please send me a screenshot to my handle on Instagram at kushpu.kway. And I would love to give you a nervous system regulation meditation as a token of my appreciation. And if you commit to doing this meditation for 30 days, you will be very, very happy with the results that unfold, as we talk about all the time on this podcast. If you want to be intentional about the outcomes that manifest for you, you got to be intentional about your energy. And it's only through regulating your nervous system are you able to be more proactive about the thoughts you think, the way you feel, and the actions you take. And so, like I said, it'll only take a couple of minutes, but I'd be so grateful if you could leave a review, and then I'd love for you to try out this meditation. As I record this episode, it's a Wednesday afternoon, it's like 12 o'clock, and I am just on cloud nine. I've had the most amazing morning, and one of those mornings where I'm like, holy hell, pinch me. How is this my life? How have I manifested this incredible life? And I'll share what I actually did, because I'm still like, wow, how is this actually just a normal Wednesday morning? So I met a couple of friends at the beach. We planned to meet at 6:15 to do a sunrise Gong Chi meditation, which was a first for me. I was a bit hesitant and apprehensive if I'd be able to follow along, because there's quite a few moves and whatnot, but it was lovely. It was such a nice change to just doing a regular meditation. And so we did that meditation. Then we were walking around for a bit, got into the water, and just had like such good, meaningful conversation. Almost felt like it was three souls had come together to discuss our individual human experience. It was just such raw, vulnerable conversation, such a meaningful time spent together. And these are the moments where you really realize that you can have all the things, but if your life is not exciting you, if you're not feeling safe and feeling that sense of richness with your life, it doesn't matter where you are or what you have. But it's, again, it's, is this life that I'm living, is it true to me? Is it authentic to me? And does it feel good? And we met at 6:15 and we left the beach around like 9:30, because we ended up getting a coffee and we just were just so deep in conversation. We didn't realize the time had flown by. And it was just amazing to come back at before 10 o'clock, come home, shower, and be on my laptop with work. And it was like 10:15, and realized that I still had the whole day where I get to do what I love, which is chat all things manifestation. I have a few coaching calls in the afternoon. And, you know, I'm sharing this to remind anyone who's in a bit of a state where you're in a funk, that you feel like, is this it? Is this all my life is? That it can be so much better. And you might not know how you're going to get there, but that's the beauty with manifestation. You don't need to figure out the how. You just need to take that first step. Have the willingness and courage to decide, I want more for myself. So often we think that what we're experiencing right now is the be-all, end-all. And that's why we end up settling, because of fear and doubt that anything else is possible. But by you settling, you're also sending out a message and that, hey, I'm okay with where I'm at. Because if I really, really wanted more for myself, I would be willing to change and really sit with that. Because I remember 6 years ago, that's exactly where I was in my life, where I was just feeling so low, feeling so zapped for life, and just so frustrated with my life. And again, I had no reason to complain, but there was something within me that knew that, no, I'm meant to experience more for myself. And again, if you told me then that this would be a typical morning, I would have laughed. I'd be like, what? That's ridiculous. How? And it's not like an overnight thing, but I just leaned in. I went for a workshop. I signed up with a coach. I did a course. I read more books. I listened to podcast episodes. I tried it out. The big step that most people don't do is actually applying these concepts. And I kept seeing my life open up, and it just gets better and better. And I can promise you that no matter what stage of life you're in, if you pour into yourself and make yourself your number one priority, your life will open up in ways that you cannot even imagine. And you will unlock new levels of abundance, joy, and fulfillment. But again, it all starts with you. And so just something to think about. And that takes me to the crux of our topic today, which is all about your energy, managing your energy and no longer giving it out for free. Honey, your energy is expensive and you got to stop leaking it so easily. And we do so in such autopilot ways because we're just living in a very habitual manner, doing what we've always done and then wondering, why is my life not shifting? But if you want to attract abundance, you need to be in an energy of abundance. You need to do everything in your power to preserve your energy, to nourish your energy, to raise your energy, and actually align with the energy you're calling in. Because if you're calling in big, abundant energy, honey, you got to make sure that you are nurturing that same level of energy within yourself, because life is nothing more than a mirror reflection of you. It's a byproduct of you. You don't attract what you want. You attract more of who you are. And I wanted to bring to your attention different ways in which we don't realize it, we're giving out our energy so freely. And here's the thing, and this ties in with the self-worth aspect. If you haven't already, go back and listen to an episode I did a few episodes ago. It's something along the lines of, I think it was like the four signs you need to work on your self-worth. I touch upon it a lot in that episode, but essentially the missing link for a lot of people when it comes to manifestation is the worth they place on their self. And no matter what you are consciously trying to manifest for yourself, if there is a subconscious misalignment, so deep down, you don't believe you're worthy of more, you don't believe you deserve more, that misalignment is the very thing that's going to push away your desire. And the beauty is that you can fix it really quickly by creating that alignment whereby you want something and you, on a very subconscious visceral level, you know you deserve it. That abundance is your birthright and you're ready to claim it. And here's the thing, is the universe is never punishing us. It's never rewarding us. It's just responding to us and how we're showing up. And when we change how we show up, we change what shows up for us. And it's not enough to just say empty statements like, I value myself. I deserve more. Yeah, of course I have high self-worth. But no, it's how we conduct ourselves that really imply whether or not we value ourselves. And again, if we really value ourselves, we would preserve our energy and we will do everything we can to keep it at a high level. Because when it comes to manifestation, your currency is your energy. And the same way, you're not going to throw money down the drain. It's time to stop throwing your energy down the drain. And so what does that mean? It firstly means no more saying yes when you actually want to say no. The term boundaries has such a negative connotation. And therefore, there's so much guilt associated with drawing a boundary. And that's why we shy away from doing so. But can we just change the narrative and realize that boundaries doesn't mean creating walls. It doesn't mean shutting away people, but it means doing what is in your power to protect your energy. And sometimes that means saying no, not because you're being rude or because you're being insensitive, because right now that outing, that conversation, that favor, it is going to deplete you. It's not going to serve you. And it doesn't mean that you're going to live a life whereby you're only thinking of yourself. But at the same time, you got to think of yourself first. Because if you're doing all these things which are draining you, you're only going to eventually shortchange those around you, because we can only give to the extent that we have within ourselves. And so when I know for me, at least, when I'm feeling drained and exhausted, I'm a lot more bitter. I'm a lot more resentful. And I'm not a nice person to be around. If you ask me to do a favor, yeah, I'll do it, but I'll probably grudge you for making me do it. But on the flip side, when I'm in a really good space and I'm feeling so filled up, so happy, so content, I will go above and beyond for those around me. You ask me to do a favor, I'll probably do 5 favors for you. But again, it all comes down to how I'm feeling. And if I'm not brave enough to draw those boundaries, I'm only going to drain myself. And as a result, shortchange those around me. In addition to that, when it comes to preserving your energy, it means stop being the go-to for people you can't actually go to. I want you to really, really take that to heart and think about it. Who are the people who you bend over backwards for, who you go above and beyond for, but at the same time, they probably would not lift a finger for you? Be really, really honest with yourself. It's a tough truth to realize, but not everyone has the same heart as you. And it doesn't mean that you have to be transactional with how you show up, but at the same time, be wary how much you're giving and how much you're receiving. There are going to be seasons in life when it comes to your relationships where you're going to have to give a bit more. And similarities that the other person might be giving you more, and that's okay. But if it's an ongoing thing where you're always giving, 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 but the other person would not lift a finger for you, I would really urge you to reevaluate that relationship, at least if you want to now start preserving your energy. Another huge no-no when it comes to now valuing yourself and your energy is stop letting people, quote unquote, pick your brains. I freaking hate that phrase. Hey, do you mind if I pick your brains? And I'm like, well, I charge a lot of money for the brains you be picking. So yes, I do mind. As long as I can pick your bank account. But no, jokes aside, is, you know, again, I don't think people are doing it to be disrespectful, but that's eventually what it is. It's trying to get free advice when other people are actually paying a high price for it. And with the goodwill of your heart, you will probably give, give, and give. But whether it's a conversation or whatever it is, you have to realize that everything has to have an equal energy exchange in order for that interaction to be healthy. And again, it's not so much that people are going to pick your brains and it has to be a financial transaction, but it's okay. When I'm constantly doling out advice, what am I getting in return? How is this serving me? And that part of you that feels really good when you keep giving, I get it. And initially it feels really good. But over time, I can promise you is that if you keep letting people pick your brains, you're going to start resenting those people, but you're going to also resent something you love. Like for me, I'll be honest with you, is that I love talking about manifestation. Like I could talk about it in my sleep. I mean, I have a podcast on manifestation. My business is centered on manifestation. Most of my friends and I talk about all the amazing things we have manifested or that we are manifesting for ourselves. I love it. But here's the thing is, if I keep giving out this information for free to people and, you know, allowing people to pick my brains, I'm going to start even hating talk about manifestation. I'm going to start resenting a concept that otherwise brought me so much joy. And whatever it is your equivalent is, maybe you are in real estate. Maybe you are in law. Maybe you are in the medical profession. But really ask yourself, how often am I letting people pick your brains? And it's a very innocent question, but trust me, over time, the effects, the repercussions, they're not going to be as innocent. So many more to go. So when it comes to preserving your energy, ways to no longer give it out for free. And if you really value yourself, you got to value your energy. And it also means no longer allowing your fears and other people's distorted perception of you occupy your headspace, at least not rent free. So often we hold ourselves back from doing the things we want to do, from living our most authentic lives because of our own internal fears. So whether it's fear of judgment, fear of rejection, fear of failure, sometimes even fear of success, so many different fears. And also we shy away because of the quote unquote, what will people say? And because of that fear of other people's judgment and perception of us, and we forget that everyone's perception is based on their own past and their own subconscious programming, we actually end up leading very inauthentic lives. And inauthenticity, so when we're not being true to ourselves and when we are not in alignment with ourselves, we're also, as a result, not in alignment with the desires we are calling in. And that's how we end up repelling the outcomes that we desire. And so I really want to ask yourself, if that fear was not in the equation, if there was no room of judgment for other people, what would you be doing? And how can you now slowly start to lean into it? Because here's the thing, is that the more, and we actually talked about this today at the beach, but like the more you own your choices and really get behind whatever it is you're doing, you, because the law of attraction is always working, you're also going to attract people who celebrate you for doing so, who honor your authenticity. But if, again, if you're judging yourself, you're also going to attract people who are judging you. And that need to judge ourselves, that self-judgment, but also that part of us that's fearing what will other people say, that comes from our ego. That comes from our ego. And in order to transcend our circumstances, we need to be able to transcend our ego. And that's something when it comes to manifestation, most people don't realize it's going to require a lot of ego deaths, turning down those internal destructive voices that are trying to hold you back. Because here's the thing, is that your ego, it's coming from a place of love. It's not out there to get you, but it's just trying to keep you safe. Our brains are wired for safety and they're not wired for happiness. And because stepping into the unknown has the potential for discomfort, your ego will find ways to prevent you from doing so. And it's just now about realizing what is going on versus letting those ego-based stories hold you back. And here's the thing, is that no matter who you are or what you're doing, people are always going to judge you. You might as well do what you want to do. And the more you do so, the more you actually live a more authentic life, you are now creating your own dopamine. You are now filling your energetic bank. And boom, guess what? Now you're actually becoming a more abundant version of yourself who's actually a match to the abundance you are calling in. And in addition to shutting down your ego, that also means letting go of that need for external validation. Here's the thing, validation, it's a primal need. We all need that acknowledgement and that validation. But the problem is when we are relying on other people to acknowledge our efforts and to give us that stamp of validation, we're living a life whereby we are very desperate, we're very needy, and we're attached to an outcome. And when you can now start to give yourself that validation, when you can start to now acknowledge your efforts and be proud of yourself, anyone else's validation, it's just a bonus. It's just the icing on the cake. And it's so easy for us to focus on everything wrong with us and our weaknesses. And yeah, we all need to change. We all have areas of improvement in our lives. But making that conscious effort to start to focus on what we are doing right and acknowledging the small things we otherwise overlook and actually giving ourselves permission to be proud of ourselves, but to also validate ourselves. And in doing so, again, it's going to be a huge ego death, that part of you that's operating from a place of lack. But again, it's, if you want to transcend your circumstances, you got to transcend your ego. And in addition to that, when you can start to shift that energy inwards and detach from that external validation, the irony is because you no longer need it, you're going to actually become a magnet for more validation. And I've noticed that the more I just consciously focus on how I'm proud of myself, how much I've grown, how much I'm changing, how amazing my life already is, naturally I have people giving me that validation. And the funny thing is that, yeah, I'm really happy, but is it when they do and I'm really grateful, but is it the be all end all? No, because I give it to myself every damn day. It's just the icing on the cake. And it's also, you know, in alignment with that, it's also giving yourself permission to see yourself as the 10 that you are. Like I said earlier, it's so easy for us to focus on all the things that are wrong with us and what we need to change. But can we just give it a new meaning? And rather than see it as a weakness, just see it as an area of improvement. And realize that it's just going to add to you, that you are amazing and you are perfect exactly as you are in this moment, and you're only going to get better. But if you keep entertaining these self-deprecative thoughts and enter this place of not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy, and focusing on all that you lack, you're going to, not only are you going to attract more lack into your life, but you're also going to attract people who see you as not good enough, who don't value and don't respect you. Because you don't respect yourself. And I'm sure it can be very uncomfortable for you to actually look in the mirror and be like, you know what, I am a 10. But you need to start thinking, acting, and feeling like that. And I promise you, in that energy, you're going to see people naturally gravitating towards you. And it's not coming from a place of arrogance, but realizing that you are an extension of the universe. If we want to get really spiritual and really deep, is your soul that is attached to the universe. You are a spiritual being having a human experience, and your soul is whole and it's perfect. You are only choosing to see it through the lens of your ego, which is why it's so easy to see yourself as anything other than that. And here's the thing is that if you want to attract a 10 into your life, you got to be a 10. You got to see yourself as a 10. And every time you don't, that's just your ego talking, and you have to decide, okay, thank you, ego. But nope, that's not the story I'm entertaining today. I'm choosing to see myself as amazing. I'm choosing to see myself as enough. I'm choosing to see myself as whole. And the more you can pour into you, pour that love into you, again, you're growing your bank of energy. And in that state, now you are a match to the abundance you are calling in. And so these are a few to get you thinking. What are the ways you are unknowingly, unconsciously giving up your energy through your autopilot ways of thinking, acting, and feeling? And how can you now start to be more conscious and more intentional about how you manage your energy? Because when you can manage your energy, you also allow yourself to manage the outcomes that unfold in your life. And so if this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you. I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushboo.kway. So come and say hi. And that being said, I hope you have an amazing day ahead. Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post, or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and good vibes.